Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Man, first and foremost, I want to tell y'all, never give up on your dream. All right, never ever give up on your dream. All right, and get away from dream killers. I'm gonna just keep it real with you. If ain't nobody uplifting you, if ain't nobody inspiring you, get away from them. All right, get far away from them. All right. Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. I'm your man, Earl B. We just started a brand new series, here on the Sit Down. And what we want to do is we want to share some enlightenment. The views here on the Sit Down, these are our views, all right? We don't claim to be experts. All we do is, this is for entertainment. And we want to just shed some light on something that we love. And we want to talk about old school music. All right. Yesterday, we started this series. Me and Marcus Schwinn started this series. And the one thing that I want to let y'all know is we know that music is an expression. We know that music is an expression of art. We know that music touches the soul. We know that music can bring personal feelings. We know that music can take away feelings as well. All right, so today, you know, we got a special guest in the building. Mark, man, why don't you introduce our special guest, man?
Special guest today, this was a surprise guest yesterday. LS, Lamar Starr Flash.
LS Flash in the building, you know.
One of the original... Knights of the Round Sound Table.
Originals. Knights of the Turntables, baby. Original in the building. LS, man, welcome again to the Sit Down. Number one is, I want you to know this, man, that the podcast with me and you is still in the top five of podcasts here on the Sit Down, bro. The podcast that me and you did.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's still in the top. That's still in the top five, baby.
That's what's up.
You know, so I thank everybody worldwide. I thank everybody worldwide for tuning in to check that, to check out that episode. And that episode is continuing to keep climbing, bro. So I want to thank you for giving me that opportunity. And thank you for being right here, you know what I'm saying, on this podcast, all right? So today, man, you know, today, of course, we're going to talk about this old school. You know, but I want to let y'all know, you can check out, you know, the Sit Down. You can check it out on Spotify. You can check it out on Google Play. You can check it out on Breaker, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public. And you can check it out for all my iPhone users. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts. All right. So now, here's what I want everybody to do. I need everybody to do me a favor. Do me a real, real favor. Is if you see this podcast come up, whenever you see this podcast come up, make sure that you share the link. Make sure you tell somebody about the Sit Down, all right? Because let me tell y'all about this podcast, all right? This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight and help uplift the culture. This podcast wants to have people who help spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity.
Sorry, y'all.
I will engage in conversations that will help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. My name is Earl Belton, and welcome to the Sit Down. Welcome to the Sit Down. So today, you know what I'm saying, we had a special guest in the building, DJ LS Flash, who was on here yesterday, Mark, and we did not stage for LS to be here yesterday.
If they thought that, no, you we know. Didn't. That's
so not, it wasn't it wasn't you. Like that. But you was talking about. Why don't you elaborate on that, Mark?
Oh, when I was coming in the building today, I said, man, for some people, they might have think that the way that happened yesterday, like it was staged.
But yeah.
Well, another stage about that. I just happened to be in the middle of telling a story.
Absolutely.
About my fam.
Absolutely.
And I'll be damned, he didn't walk in the building.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. There's no coincidences. No coincidences. So, LS, man, you here joining us today, man. Before we even get started, man, I want to ask you a question, man. What does old school music mean to you?
Old school music. Old school music means, man, back in the day, watching my parents and grandparents and all them kick it, man. That's what old school music meant to me, because they was having fun. I seen them actually have fun, and I seen families come together to have fun.
Yeah,
so that's old school to me.
Now,
old school music, that's where it come from.
Now, on the podcast, you told some family secrets, and I'm gonna bring it back to you. You
right?
said that you used to remember the colors of the albums and 45s that your mom and them had.
That's the story that was told to me by my mother and father. They said I couldn't read or talk or nothing like that. I just remembered the color of the record color. That what I liked.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And I would get that and put it... Yeah.
Absolutely, and put it on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so a little hi-fi they had back then.
So music really, really was embedded in your soul at a young age.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how important is music to you, bro? I mean, just music itself. How important is it to you, bro?
It's very important. I mean, music soothes the soul of a savage beast. And,
absolutely.
And music can take you... somewhere else if you're going through something or anything, you know.
Yeah. As I said yesterday, and you know, and you know, me and Marcus was elaborating on this.
Mm-hmm.
Music changes the emotion. You could be feeling sad, depressed, lonely, and you could put on something and that music speak to your soul. Marcus, why does music speak to your soul so deeply, man?
Well, first of all, you have to be built like that. I mean, that's just something you just can't adapt over a period of time. I mean, it has to be in you, so to say.
You
know what I mean? Some people listen to music and get like these kids nowadays, listen to this raunchy, crazy rap, and they want to go emulate what they're hearing.
Okay, now, I wasn't even going to go there, but here we go.
You know I'm opening the door.
Here we go. Marcus.
You.
Now, I'm not going to sit there and say that I don't like some of this new school music, because I like music. I'm not going to say that.
I know you do.
But Mark, let me say this, all right? And I really want you to dig me. Why come these artists... That's making these videos that these kids is emulating. Why come they ain't saying, man, that the car is rented? Why come they ain't saying that the jewelry is rented?
Better than that, the whole video is rented.
I mean, why you know what I'm saying? So, but you got people who want to, you know what I'm saying? You got people who want to be on, you know, you got people who want to be in that game. That's gonna be. That, you know, we got people that don't know that, bro. Why they ain't talking about that? But they want to. They really think these people are living their life, Mark.
Exactly. They really think they actually live the life they're rapping about.
Yeah.
They're not, and the images they see, they think they actually live like that, and they not. But to each his own.
That's I'm not trying to knock it. I'm not trying to knock it, but,
you know.
I mean, LS. Here's the thing, man. You know, I know you play music, you know, new school, old school. I know that you mainly old school, but you do play a little new school to, you know, you've done different parties, wedding anniversaries, weddings and things like that. And you do play a variety of music. But since we're talking about this new music, Mark, since we're talking about this new music, Flash, I just don't understand, man, why they ain't just giving out the real deal. Look, this is not my house. This is not my swimming pool. These people are paid to be in the video. Why ain't we, you know what I'm saying? So because they're painting these pictures that they're really living this life, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not living this life, Flash. you know. And it's confusing, man. And we got so much violence. We got so much stuff going on. But you don't hear nobody just want to tear some stuff up, man, with some old school slow joints. You just don't fit. I mean, if we rocking some Roy Ayers, I ain't just going to tell Mark, pull over right now, man. I want to just go ahead on and tear all this stuff up. You know, come on, man. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. You know, so let's talk about this old school. So, Mark, you know, you gave out some secrets yesterday, man, how you was making, you know, recording music on 8-tracks, man, for your uncle, man.
David Dunn, yeah, that's right. Shout out to Dirty Day.
You know what I'm saying? Did your mama have a serious collection of music, man?
No, my mom didn't. My grandfather did.
Okay.
Like the one you said about, you said I turned her to the platters.
Yeah.
That's where I got that stuff from. Platters, all of them. I got them from my grandfather. But Dirty Dave and my auntie Diane, everybody in the family calls her Nene.
Shout out to Nene. Big time.
Right. They had the music. You know, and then next door to my grandmother, it was the 38th floor of the Dunn House.
Yeah.
I had a cousin over there by the name of Glenn Richardson.
Glenn.
One of the coldest drummers on earth.
Shout out to Glenn.
Glenn and his brother Donnell used to be over there playing the music.
Yeah.
So I used to go over there and get enticed by that as a little kid and then go grab the albums from Nene and Dirty there. And of course, Dirty would want me to make the 8-tracks.
Absolutely.
I give him the 8-track back, but I keep the records.
Yeah. Fair exchange and a robbery.
Not at all.
So, Mark, I mean, if we really got to break it down, man, when we talk about this old school music, let's talk about the one hit wonders, man. There's some one hit wonders, and I know I'm gonna start it off. I'm gonna start it off on the one hit wonders. All right. This was one of the This is one of the joints. I'm talking about, you can play this, you guaranteed to get everybody on the floor.
Who you got?
B.A.D.
Oh, Bad?
Bad.
Stay a while. Most definitely.
Classic,
still today.
Classic stepper.
Still today,
you can put that on.
You know what I'm
saying? Even the new millennials love that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your one-hit wonder, Mark?
Well, see, when you say one-hit wonder, some people just think just because it's just one song.
Let me break it down for us.
No, I'm saying for the people that that's what they think, when actually some of the groups probably put out more than they just didn't know of.
Yeah.
But Bad is one of them right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
What was the name of the girl group that did the that did that one slow song,
The Girl
Never Fall in Love Again.
Oh, that was
their name?
Nyala.
Another one hit wonder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who you one hit wonder, Flash?
One hit wonder.
Yeah.
I'm mad that they messing with me still, man.
Right.
Yeah.
As soon as you seen that name, all of a sudden now.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? He already got him on top of me now, man. You know. So
don't worry.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man.
World.
One hit wonder, bro. One hit wonder.
Let me see.
See,
I'm gonna have to go with Chuck Stanley, Day by Day.
Okay.
But he had another.
But that was his hit.
Yeah.
And another group that actually had 3, maybe 4 albums, but strictly a one hit wonder. And the education behind them is a group that Tina Marie founded and funded.
Ozone.
Absolutely.
Over and over again.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
The other cut on there, I'm Not Easy, it wasn't a hit.
It wasn't a hit like that.
And the other albums didn't do squatly did.
Nothing.
A lot of people don't know that was Tina Marie's group. Actually, it was her band members that came in with their own group.
Yeah, and what they don't know is that was the band that traveled with her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? See, I know you know. You know what I'm saying? That was the band. Matter of fact, man, shout out R.I.P. to Robert Harris. Robert Harris brought that album back. He bought 3 albums back. He bought an album for Von Zell, Captain Von Zell. He bought an album back for me. Because that's how I got my Ozone album, was for Robert Harris. That's how I got it. So, another one hit wonder, man, to me. And this is just my opinion. Bad News Band, man. Diamond Fathers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Homegrown.
You know what I'm saying? Right here.
Homegrown.
In the backyard. So who you got, Mark? Who you got, man? Another one-hit wonder. Who you got?
Yeah, another one-hit wonder that a lot of people think that was a one-hit wonder, but they had a bunch of hits, and they came back again in the mid-'80s and put out another one that put them on the map.
Yeah.
But Homegrown. Central High School, almost a class of what, 60, 61?
Yes.
Bloodstone.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
know him from Natural High.
Hold on, man. Yeah. We got to. And, but see, okay, Mark, hold on. I want you to really get, I want you to elaborate on this. I really do. Natural High wasn't a first hit.
A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
But that's the one everybody is familiar with, that they know.
Okay, so now.
You see what I'm saying?
So now, break this down. Just because you're familiar with a song, doesn't mean that the group doesn't have history. See, what we don't do is we don't get off in the history. Just like today. All right, now here's the thing. Mark, you dropped some joints. You dropped some major joints today.
Oh, yeah.
All right. People don't know the history behind the joints because we are so prone to radio music. You know, they think that that's the only thing that's out there. What I want to talk about, man, when I say one-hit wonders, I ain't just talking about people who just made one hit. I'm talking about the main song that was the hit for them, and that was it. All right. Now, I want to get off into this, bro. Slow dancing versus two-stepping. Slow dancing, I mean, just saying, you know, for real.
Well, slow dancing is... That's when you pull in close.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're a little manic, you're going to get your grind out.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
You know, absolutely. Slow dancers was made the house parties. Very, very, very popular.
And a lot of people got pregnant. Too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
if you couldn't mac back then, if you played the right record and you got a chance to dance with that woman.
Absolutely.
And if you could really get your slow dance on, you was all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they don't slow dance no more. It's strictly two-step. The dance now is about show. It's more of a, what they call an art than and connection now.
Now.
You know what I mean?
I mean, now there is a connection with the two-step. And we're not trying to bash two-step. And that's not what I'm on, you know. And we're not on that. LS, slow dancing or two-stepping? What's happening with you, man? I'm just saying, because you playing the music for the people.
I'm from the old school.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Mark said, the slow dance is when you want to pull them in close. Absolutely. And get your mind on.
Absolutely.
Don't too many people know nothing about that but the old school. Anyway, you know?
Yeah.
We can't even participate in all that type of stuff.
No yeah. More, yeah.
They be thinking that we doing the dippity for real.
You know, so Myron Ford, you know, we got Myron up on
what's
here.
What's up, big
you know
Myron?
What I'm saying? We got the
what's up, homie?
Tuned in. So I mean, Mark, slow dancing, man. I mean, on some real deal, man. Slow dancing. Give me some slow. Hey, here's the thing, Mark. I need you to give me two Groovalicious. All right, I'm talking about two Groovalicious songs. I'm talking about slow dancing.
Slow dance, blue light in the basement, getting your groove on.
Blue light in the basement.
Old school, 80s or new school? Which way you want to go?
No, man, we talking about old school.
You want to go back old school?
Yeah, because we ain't dealing with the new school.
Okay, well, if I got to go old school, blue light in the basement, then I got to go with that side show by Blue Magic.
God, stop.
That's one right off the
ooh,
bat.
Ooh, man.
That's one right off the bat.
Okay.
And then the other one, you know, you might want to play the extended version if you really trying to holler at it.
Yeah.
Come on, man, Heat Wave, always and forever.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm gonna give you one more.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna give you one.
Come on with it.
Ohio Players, man.
Which one?
Heaven Must Be Like This.
Come on, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? That
and
was
it's long.
And it's long, baby.
7 minutes and 39 seconds.
That's a long one, man. That's a long one, man. Come on, Flash. Give me one, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw one in, man.
I'm going to go with Blue Magic, Something About Love.
Oh, my God.
Teach me.
I thought you was going to say that.
Teach me.
No.
Teach
me. Hey, listen.
Teach me.
I thought you was going to say that.
Come on,
man. I thought you was going to say that, man.
That Blue Magic catalog is stupendous.
Man. Correct. Hey, man. That
Blue Magic catalog is stupendous, man.
So what happened to slow dancing, man? Let's just keep it real. What happened to slow? I mean, two-step. I'm not knocking two-step.
That age group, got older and two-step became the new fad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the old school people like that, such as Myron for whatever, two-step and genius. But Myron quickly would pull you close and whisper. Well,
oh, absolutely.
Let me apologize. He'll pull Tony close.
Yeah.
And then slow down. Yeah. Let me clear that up, because I don't want my bro to be in divorce court.
Absolutely. So, I mean, Flax, I mean, you know, I know that you throw in some nice cookers, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, and you just mentioned Blue Magic, man. So, slow dancing, man. I mean, what are you actually seeing, Flash? What are you actually seeing? Is people really getting away from this, or they're just not participating with it, man? What is it that you're seeing? Because you're the one playing the music.
Kind of like what Marcus said, it's the new generation and everything. This is they doing something different with it now. It ain't like when we was growing up. We'll two-step a little bit and then we'll grab it close and grind the rest of the rest of the song.
You know? Absolutely.
Then come back, stuff stuck, you know, your drawers are stuck to you.
Yeah.
You know how it went.
Yeah. So, hey, Mark, this is how I feel, man. And I'm just saying, you know, classic music for slow dancing. And I mean, there's a time for that. You know, I mean, you know, you would, you know, wait till the party's good and packed and you done went and eyeballed some people. And you put on something classic, you know. So, Marcus, if we was having a reunion bash, man, what is it, man, that you gonna play at midnight at 12 o'clock, man, that we gonna just have everybody up on the floor, man?
Oh, well, see, if we with an Irish group or a little bit older, midnight, I gotta take you all the way back.
Yeah.
I gotta put that Bunny Sigler on, man.
God.
I got to put that Bunny Sigler on, man.
Got to. Man.
Then I gotta follow it up with some of that, you know what I mean, Thoughts of Old Flame.
Oh, yeah.
What you know about that?
Oh, man. That was what I know.
Flames,
that was a Chevy classic.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go all the way back. Then I'm gonna hit you with one more. I'm gonna do a triple play.
Yeah,
as my boy Junior River do, get triple play slow. Yeah. Then I'm gonna come with that T connection.
Yeah, T.
I'm gonna let you pick which one you want to hit.
Oh my God! Slipping away, slipping away, or whatever.
Come on, man.
You know we can go, Mark. You know. So Flex, 12 o'clock, midnight, baby. Reunion party, what we doing? We in the building, 12 o'clock, what you gonna bump, man?
Reunion?
Yeah, we gonna bring them out.
I'm gonna kick it off with probably some Move the Crowd by Eric B and Rakim. Just let everybody know where we finna go with this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I might come back on the two-stepping side. I'm gonna throw it back with some Sweet Thunder, Baby, I Need Your Love Today.
That's a classic, man.
Well, I get them going on that. I don't know what I'm gonna come back with after that. I'm gonna take a request.
That's a killer.
If you gonna come that hard with the Sweet Thunder, you got to come back with the Graham Central Station.
Oh, man, is it love? Yes, sir.
You got to come back with that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to come back.
Absolutely.
With that, man. You got to have a follow-up that's going to keep them on the floor and be like, damn. You know what I mean? You got to.
So first of all, man, this group was Marcus's boy. This group was his boys because we used to talk about this dude, right? He had the group, then he did his solo thing, man, but... I'm gonna hit you with this, Mark, at 12 o'clock, man. I'm gonna hit you with the Manhattans. Gerald Albright was your boy.
Gerald Austin.
That was your boy.
Which one you gonna hit with? One I play today or another?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him with
like that one I play today.
Come on, man.
Come on, honey.
Oh yeah, they ain't ready for that.
Come on, man.
Hey, he remembered that from back in the day. Yeah.
Woo!
31st and Benton.
Come on, man. Listen. I'm gonna hit him with some Manhattans, man. I'm gonna hit him with some Manhattans, man. And then I'm gonna hit him with the group we talked about yesterday, man. I'm gonna hit him with some Omni.
Some Omni.
Yeah, and you know, and you already know this. You know these was my boys, man. I'm gonna hit them with a little son, man.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna hit them with a little son, man. I had a choice.
I had a choice, man.
I
chose wrong,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I made a
promise to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Old school for
real. I mean, you know, as we sit here and we talk about this, man, and we talk about the music, man, and we talk about the times, and we talk about the people, we talk about the vibes, man, it was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful thing.
Beautiful time.
And just coming from that, Mark, you know, let's just get into the remakes, man. And I'm gonna tell you, Mark, there's some goddamn remakes. They done messed up some songs, bro, for me.
Yeah, they had.
They done messed up some songs for me, bro.
True. But there's two very powerful entertainers who have made a very, very successful living off of remakes. One, rest his soul, Luther.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn near everything Luther did was a remake.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. They think it was his shit.
Yeah.
And then another one that the millennials like that ain't too old, but she's getting old school now. Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, Mary J.
Her first album was a complete Patrice Rushand remake.
Yeah, she. But see, Mary did some. When I'm talking about these remakes, I'm talking about there's some people who did some justice.
That's why I bought.
And there's a lot that has did some injustice.
Right.
Let's talk about these Let's talk about these people who did some injustice, man.
Who you got?
Right now. For real?
Right off the bat, who you got?
Beyonce.
But she shouldn't have fucked with Frankie.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just coming with it. Come on. I mean, I can't even listen to... I mean, that just took away from that,
but
man.
But unfortunately, so many women like that.
Okay, I understand.
That motherfucker went gold or platinum too.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
that song,
yeah, though. But I'm just saying...
Remakes you should touch.
Killed that. What's a remake that should have been touched, Flash?
I'm trying to think of one. Let me see.
Oh, you got Big Mark.
That I didn't like that was a remake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even though he's a cold singer, but he redid it, and I really don't like it, is when Howard Hewitt redid A Love of Your Own by A.W.B.
Man, leave that alone.
You like that?
No, I don't. No, I didn't like that. I'm talking about Howard Hewitt should have left that alone.
Should have left that alone.
That's not...
Just like, and then another one, they put their own little twist on it. It's cool, but you should have left the original alone when Coco and Johnny Gill redid Fire and Desire.
Come on, man. Left it alone.
They should have left it alone.
It's not... It took away the element, man, from that song.
And Rick and Tina. You can't top Rick.
You can't top that.
I mean, you got to get real high.
For real.
You got to get real high. Yeah. Man. I ain't talking about your spirit. You got to get high on that. Yeah. Whatever they was using.
You know what I'm saying?
To reach that.
That energy, that connection that was with that, man.
And then, we go on the good side of the remake. Another group that remade a song that I think took it to a whole new height and put their own spin on it was when Silk redid Ebony Eyes.
Now, I'm going to give you that one. He played it. You didn't like that, Flash?
It got that look on his face. It was cool.
But, you know.
It was cool for your rotation.
They can't do it. I mean, yeah.
What
was cool
about Rick?
Rick and Smokey. Come on, man.
Which remake you like that somebody might have did that you might like?
Yeah. Name one. Because, see,
I like the Silk. I like how they did There'll Never Be. I like how they redid that.
Was it when Lil G left and John was doing all the singing? Was it when Lil G left the group when they redid that?
They had about two or three albums when Lil G left
that didn't do too much commercial-wise. No. But them albums had some good, nice songs on them.
No, they did. I mean, even the last one that they came out with, man, I like that song, you know, that they had out in rotation about I just want to like you. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Mary J. Okay, yeah, hey, Myron, I agree with that. I'm in love, Mary J. I agree with that.
Did that for the Gap Band.
Yeah. I agree with that.
She made that motherfucker.
She did that.
She made that come to life. That motherfucker right there, boy.
She did that, man.
But I like Charlie's new version, too.
Yeah.
Hey, but you see how Myron doing this, though?
Yeah.
He was invited to be here with us, right?
Yeah.
But he want to be on the live thing on the phone, sending in his requests about stuff instead of being right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he's a music major, man.
Well, we got an APB out on him.
You know what I mean? I gotta come and kidnap him and get him.
We got an APB out on him.
Hey, man, Tony G, ain't one of them hit.
Absolutely, listen, APB out on both of them. So, Mark, soundtracks,
movie soundtracks. Oh man, number one of all time. Well.
I got two of them. I got one A and one B. Okay.
Curtis Mayfield for Superfly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then number two, Prince, Purple Rain. That's my one A and one B.
Okay.
Who you got?
This boy on my goddamn paper.
No, don't change it up if you got the same one.
No, I got the same person. I got Curtis Mayfield, number one. Give Me Your Love.
Okay.
Same movie.
Right. What's your other one?
Tony. Just Me and You.
Oh, from Boys in the Hood soundtrack? Well, you said soundtrack. Yeah, I'm talking about the whole album.
You mean a song from a soundtrack? Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
But the whole Superfly soundtrack. But the whole Superfly soundtrack was crazy. Prince soundtrack. Yeah. Crazy. And I give it to on that the Purple Rain joint.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Flash, movie soundtrack. Who you got, man?
I like Curtis, too, man. Claudine, Superfly.
Yeah, man.
Curtis Mayfield. Yeah. And Willie Hutch the Mac.
Willie Hutch the Mac.
Woo! That's right, man. Willie Hutch the Mac.
Yeah.
Soundtracks for ages.
But here's the thing, Mark. Soundtracks back then meant something. It meant something. These movie soundtracks now, man. I don't even buy them. I don't even get them. It don't move me. It's not the same thing, man. It's not the same thing. I remember you just said before we came on, man, that, you know what I'm saying, you would pay $29.99, $30 for an album, for a song. See, we would do that.
Sure.
We would do that. But now, I'm not paying for none of that garbage, man.
No, not none of this new stuff. I mean, it really got...
Go ahead.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I'm still... The music I listen to first. And then I listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
And if your lyrics is all about what you got and what you're going to do, and it ain't speaking no... Like I say, like we said yesterday, you ain't have no Mac or no band.
Yeah,
you just put a certain song on and you was good to go.
You was good to go.
So if the music can't really do that for you, it don't get my attention.
So, as we was talking about yesterday, Mark, you was talking about... the top five groups and artists and female artists, male artists, man. I want to talk about Where Are They Now? You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about Where Are They Now.
So you want to do your own version of one song?
Yeah. We going to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here. So, Mark, this was a group, man, that you turned me on to some joints by them. I was up on them. But you turned me on to some other joints that I wasn't familiar with, man. Shy.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
They first CD came out home.
Boy.
They first CD came out home.
Man.
They came out
home. High Five.
Hey.
They was tough.
Hey, man. High Five was...
I hate how that lead singer went out, though. High Five. But you know he did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, OD, he OD'd on sniffing some antifreeze, some Freon out the air conditioner.
Man. I knew I had heard about that, man. Troop Martin.
Troop?
Yeah.
Troop's still around. Troop came out hard and did good.
Yeah.
Dancing and singing, doing everything.
Yeah.
They did good. You know, Steve Russell's ended up being one of the most bona fide, underrated producers and songwriters of the industry, too.
I believe that.
He got up on Chucky Booker's wing.
I believe that.
Grew up to him singing as a producer.
But you know what I really liked about them is when I first seen them in concert, they gave you a show.
They gave you a good show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They gave you a good show.
You know, they really did. So, you know what I'm saying? Who you got, Mark?
Another group that came out hard in the late 80s, And then one of the members went solo and had a phenomenal somewhat solo career.
Yeah.
Today with Big Bug.
Oh man, Big Bug.
Big Bug, three solo albums.
He had a tremendous career.
One of them is ain't number slow songs on it.
Yeah. Had a tremendous
nothing but slow songs
tremendous
on
career, man.
Big Bug, bad boy.
Yeah, man.
But way the industry set up, it'll make you disappear and you be ghosts. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Here's
if nobody don't bring you back out.
Here's what I'm gonna say about that, Mark, man. And Bub, man, good dude, real good brother, wholesome brother. Well, we'll sit down with you, conversate with you, kick it with you, Mark. And this is just, I could be wrong. And like I said, this is my opinion. I could be wrong. I just believe that they didn't push him the way that he should have been pushed.
Solo wise, no.
As a management company,
right.
I feel like they didn't know what they had.
Right.
Because multi talent.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, there's a few people like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who you got, man?
Another brother that came out real powerful. His first CD was just stupendous. Nothing but ballads.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wrong.
Listen, man.
Can we get down?
Let me.
I belong to you.
Hey, man. Here's where I'm at with that, man. And I really feel like this, man. We can sit here and name some people, but man, I just feel like the management, man, they didn't push him. They didn't. I mean, and I'm not a manager. I don't know. I'm just saying for talent wise.
Well, he was more as independent artist. That's what happens when you're an independent artist.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get the commercial or the national attention that you should get, but you do good independently, and you get once you get a name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're good. But unfortunately, the way our radio stations are. So commercialized that if the record companies are not paying the radio stations to play your music, they won't.
Finna go dead.
Yes.
You know? So that's the way it goes down.
Man. I wanna say this, man, and I mean you was talking about some people. At the end of the day, man, these are phenomenal people, man, that we had. So what do you feel, man, that really happened to a lot of these groups, Mark, a lot of these people, what do you feel? What you feel that really happened in
the new agents that we're letting or the old school groups, but most of the old,
about old school groups.
Like I tried to keep them down. Let's discuss this Motown thing. I don't know how in the world Berry Gordy's still living, man. I don't wish death on nobody, but the way he did all that talent he had, where all of them was either dead from dope or junkies and broke, and he's half almost a billionaire.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's some tough.
Explain that to me. I'm talking about from the 50s until he sold the Motown.
Hey, man.
The most talented groups on Motown is either junkies, dead, or overdeed, and he is still living his song. Everybody except Smokey.
Yeah.
Come on, even the female groups. Come on, man.
Smokey
and Diana Ross.
And it's still, what's the name still from the Temptations? The last
one still. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Right.
It's like his thing was, you make these hits, I'm going to feed you this dope, and we going to keep going. I'm going to keep all the money. He got them, they was young. If you notice, everybody he signed back then was young.
And
from high school.
Still, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So
that's astounding to me, man.
Yeah.
I need somebody give me, Smokey, give me some clarification on that, please.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, anybody know Smokey Robinson, have him call Marcus Jones.
Give me some clarification on that, Smokey.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be understood
with
that astounds me, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Not only, the Motown thing, man, really threw me a curve, Mark. Because,
come on, man.
And I mean, when you put it out here like that, man, I wonder what, I mean, and Barry knew.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew.
He knew what he was doing, man.
He knew, man.
He knew what he was doing. He knew. And that little house, that Hitchville in Detroit, he knew he was in there getting high. Everybody's coming in there getting high all up in there, man.
Yeah.
And then here it is, the songwriters and producers is the millionaires making all the money for Norman Whitfield.
Yeah.
Holla Dozier, Holla. All the way.
And
Smokey and all the artists, just poor.
You know.
Junkies are turned out to be nothing.
Yeah,
it makes no sense, man.
Yeah, I'm my heart goes out to all of them because that was a powerhouse for music.
Powerhouse for a decade and a half.
Yeah,
powerhouse.
Yeah. Who you got, Flash?
Who I got as far as what?
You know, as far as you know, what I'm saying, where they at now, or you know, somebody, you know, even like the Motowns, man, that fell off. You know, who you got? You brought up somebody. You brought up some boy that was devastating, man. You brought up the Temptations, man.
Oh, yeah.
You brought that up. Sure. You know.
Well, we know where all them at.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, except for oldest, we know where all them at.
Yeah. We, you know, it's just hard and founding, man. I'm not saying this as where they at now, because we know that they still doing some stuff, man, here and there. Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Most definitely. Baddest band in the land. Mm-hmm. Baddest band. If you didn't get a chance to see Earth, Wind & Fire as a kid in the 70s, missed out.
Absolutely. And let me tell you this, man. I'm gonna tell you this, man. If you know what they really need to go back to the drawing board, if they really want all of this stuff clears up and they really want to get with people, them cool jazz festivals, man, was it, man. It was a 3-day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
3-day weekend, man.
Most definitely.
I mean, some of the baddest stuff that there was, you know, Jones Girls, you know, Tina Marie. And, I mean, we had, you know what I'm saying?
All the hot acts was here.
All the hot acts.
On that ticket, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what make you think they got, why do you think they got away from that, Mark? Because, I mean, the three-day weekend was it, man.
I think, from some of my recollection on that, the big promoter on that was Louis Gray.
Yeah, Louis Gray.
Wasn't really national like that yet.
Yeah.
Louis Gray, when he moved to California,
yeah,
is when he really focused on that, you know, geographic area out there. Because, you know, in the music industry, like you don't know, you got markets, what they call it. You got an A market, you got a B market, you got a C market.
Absolutely.
Kansas City used to be an A market, which is the big market where the biggest and the hottest acts is always going to come. You don't fail to a C market all of a sudden.
Yeah, we have. Because, I mean,
used to be an A.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of A markers, you, like I said, you drive down the highway to St. Louis, they still consider the A market. Mm. Yeah. They get all the hottest shows.
Well, they sell tickets, Mark.
Exactly. Break it down for the people that don't understand how you become A to a B market.
Yeah, we know. Exactly. So here's the thing. Now here's the thing.
Educate them on why you're a C market right now. Well, you got to buy tickets.
They don't want to spend that money. We was paying $15-$20 for tickets though back then.
You for them see kind Cameo of shows, you're talking about, six groups for
Slave, everybody. Yeah,
but see, bucks. Here's the thing about it, man. And I'm gonna just keep it real. You know, me and Marcus, you know it. Me and this damn fool be at the concert cracking jokes. So, I used to tell people this. And Marcus, we both did. And people be like, well, we went to the concert, and the concert was supposed to start at 7, and it didn't start till 8:40 because their money wasn't right.
They was waiting on food.
You know what I'm saying? Their money wasn't right. And me and Mark used to be out there trying to tell the people this and trying, you know, and they like, nah, you know. And what? Here's the thing about the concert promotion. This is why we fell off.
Well, I learned that, what you just said, the hard way.
Yeah.
The very first show I promoted was with my boy, the Beers.
Yeah.
And thinking about the money thing when I sent you the deposit, so I'm thinking I ain't got to get the money after the show. So we had wrestling at the club.
Yeah.
We just chilling. He kicking and going on. Somebody left. I'm like, well, damn, Beers, when you going to go on?
Yeah.
He's like, when you give me the other half of my money?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I thought you should stay in there kicking it. He said, no, Marcus. We cool. We family.
Yeah.
But it's business.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I need that other $2,500 before I sing or beatbox one note.
Absolutely.
So I learned that the hard way. So
absolutely.
I ain't going to lie. Ticket sales didn't do too good, so I had to go home for that other money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Come back and pay the man.
Absolutely.
He did the show after that, and then he educated me on how it goes as far as, you know,
the concert,
how you pay the artists and ticket sales doing that. And he always told me, he said, man, never do that again. Never depend on ticket sales to pay that artist's other half.
Absolutely.
He said, I always have it already.
Absolutely.
So that makes you good as a promoter, where sometimes in certain instances, groups will come back and do something for you because they know you're going to have their money up
front.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Well, here's the thing about it. By being around, you know what I'm saying, being around Mr. Perry, being around Larry J., being around some people at a younger age, and I watched this thing happen. What they don't understand is this right here. When it comes to concert promotion, and I'm going back to an old contract, and I don't know what the new one, how the new ones are set up, but the old contract was this. If me and you, Marcus, was hiring Flash, and he just say he wanted $10,000, we gave him his $5,000 up front. Actually, soon as Flash lands at KCI Airport and get in the limo, the van, whatever it is we supposed to have, is $5,000. Now, a lot of these groups did sound checks, you know, sound checks, and they was doing them because we was in that A-League market, all
right? Right.
Okay, so we went away from that because it's business for these people. It's business. So we fell off as a city is because we've had promoters that didn't pay the people.
Right.
And I can tell you a concert, you know, just, you know, and these are my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, when Silk was here. Before, you know what I'm saying, you know, big shout out to my dude, Nathan, who was, you know, bringing, you know, stuff through here and making it happen. But before that, man, they was here. And supposed to perform at Mingles. Now, I'm not saying the guy who brought him here, but we hanging out all day. You know what I'm saying? And they did the sound check, did everything. No concert. You know what I'm saying? No concert.
Didn't have that money.
You know what I'm saying? And so... people was like, well, Earl, we seen you, man. No, hey, man, you know, we ain't even getting out of any of that. So I say that to say this, man, is that when we handle our business correctly, things go well. And you learned it from the promotion game, Flash. You know it from the other side of the game. You know, even then. I mean, I got a plug so you can plug in.
And plug all the way up here.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you
should have been there. No, I mean, but it's a but see, I got an iPhone. I ain't got an Android plug. You got a plug. I got a, you know, yeah. We gotta get LS together. We gotta get together.
I didn't win. Yeah, I need a snitching cord. Yeah,
snitching cord plugged in there. Make it happen.
Oh man.
Nah, just do your show.
We got to make this thing happen right the next time.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the back of your board and everything. I think I know the kind of plug you need, and it go right into your phone.
Yeah.
And everything will be live right into your phone.
We going to make that
happen. You still got to get stuff for it.
Yeah, we going to make that.
If you want to do this live.
We got to do that because
people can't hear us for real. They can't hear us through the mics how we... they would hear
us. Right. Absolutely.
I've been saying they can't, they can't hear us. Absolutely. That's the way the phone is sitting. It ain't because we ain't talking about it. No.
So, Mark, I want to, you know, we done covered the soundtracks. Best solo career after a group. Who you got?
Best solo, come on, man. Jeffrey Osborne. Off the top of my head. Jeffrey Osborne.
Man.
Best solo career after a group. Jeffrey Osborne.
Yeah, man.
That's just right off the top of my head. Now, we can give you some more.
Yeah.
We can give you some
more. Yeah. Who you got, LS? Who you got, man?
And then I can go back before that. A lot of people
Best
don't
know. Solo hours after the group?
Yeah.
Shit, Mike.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Well, you know,
he's Jackson 5. Mike.
He's one. That's hands down.
Then I give you two more real quick. Of course, Luther, when he left Chains.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't know that. And then, come on, see her. I should be your. I should. What is it? How she sang it? I should be your loving girl. Anita Baker.
Yeah.
After she left Chapter 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you a couple, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a couple.
What you got?
Lionel Richie.
Oh, come on, man. No secret. Yeah. Even though he became more pop, but still he was still banging them though.
Yeah.
Worst mistake Walter Orange Clyde ever made.
Oh boy.
Was pissing all Lionel Richie to get rid of
it. Absolutely.
Worst mistake he ever made.
And that boy took it out on him.
Till today,
woo!
He don't want to reunite. Lionel came out and said, all they got to do is call me. I'm ready to do this. All they need to call me.
Yeah.
Walter Orange don't want to break bread, man.
Yeah.
He don't want to break down.
Yeah, well.
That's why the Commodores is overseas doing what they're doing. In America, they ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to give you another one, man. Dennis Edwards.
when he left the Temptations.
Yeah.
He was all right as a solo career.
He didn't do too bad. Right.
It's like another one, you know, when he left the Temptations, Eddie Kendrick.
Oh shit, come on, man. Yeah, man. Eddie.
When the Temptations put out three stellar careers.
Eddie, from David Ruffin.
Yeah,
but see, they don't know about
three of them.
See, they don't remember the Temptations with David Ruffin.
Come on, man.
They don't remember the Temptations.
Yeah.
Well, see, they got.
Then your boy had a nice career when he stepped up solo for a minute. Gerald Austin.
Oh man, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Then another band that was cold in the '70s that we both loved had two lead singers that was writing, producing everything, and one of them went off solo. And I'm gonna get the deal on the up enough. I say this,
yeah.
Michael Cooper, Confunction.
Hey man, Mike had a major career.
Now let me
Michael
ask you,
Cooper had. A
come
career.
On, man. Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You ever heard of a song 1990 when it came out 1991? It's called Love Hole.
Oh man.
You ever heard of it? When I tell you who it's by, it's gonna freak you out.
Love Hole.
I had to play it for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it for
everybody. That's
it's called Love Hole.
Love Hole.
Yeah, it's called Love Hole. MC Hammer. It's a slow cut. Him and Felton Pilot from lead singer from Confunction is singing on it.
Cold slow cut.
Oh, my God.
Love Hole.
Word.
Oh, come on, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up.
It's called Love Hole. Slow cut.
So Mark, man, what do you want to say, man, about, you know what I'm saying, this education class that we doing today, man, and why is this so important and why people should tune in and check us out, man? And then Flash, I want you to give your spiel on this, man, why you feel that this is needed, that we need to bring this to the people, man.
Well, my thing on it is this. I'm not a professor. I'm not a musicologist. I'm not a music journalist that call none of that. My title is just I'm a musical connoisseur. I collect music. And as far as the history of music that I like, I want to know. So if someone asks, I can enlighten them on what I need to know.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get some education on some R&B music,
yeah,
holler at me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about as far as listening to it,
yeah,
learning about it.
Yeah.
Like you say, that answer. I need to be an executive producer on them song.
Yeah.
Because I got some stories that they asking people about.
Absolutely.
So that's my thing about it. I just want to educate people about this R&B, man. Because the stuff that's out there now, it ain't R&B.
No.
It ain't R&B.
It's
you know, these youngins, you don't know somebody's old school stuff. People see me, my son, they seen him have him yesterday.
Yeah.
Why has he got such an old soul?
Because look where he went. Yeah, absolutely.
That speaks for itself. You know what I mean?
Speak for itself,
so
that's
my thing about it, man. Educating people on the history of some of these songs, like you brought up the remakes that they think is the original song.
Yes.
No, it's not.
I mean, seriously, Mark, I think we need to go into, we need to keep bring Flash back and we need to, you know, the guests that we're going to have, but we really need to go back into the remakes, because there are a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people think that they are here, like, this is that was it.
Exactly.
And will argue you up and down.
Up and down.
You know what I'm saying? So how you feel about it? I mean, how you feel about it, man? You know what I'm saying? For the education of the old school music, why you think it's important, and why people should tune in, and you know, just give us your spiel, man. How you feeling?
Shit, on the old school that I was brought up on it, so everybody should try to get a dose of it.
Absolutely.
Inside of them. You
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? So you can know where all this come from. It ain't all about what they doing out here now. I mean, they just talking about sex. Ain't no more instruments being played, no horns, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so
Everybody
need to come and feel where all this stuff come from.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
The young generation anyway, because they misled out here, man.
Absolutely.
They lost.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What I want to say, man, before we get out of here, man, is
that's your playlist.
I had something, man. That
I gotta put a whole bunch more.
I had something, man, that I wanted to say, man. Oh yeah, Mark. We got off into Quiet Storm, and we got into Lovers After. You know what was it? Midnight Love or something like that. Lovers After Dark or something.
Quiet Storm.
But you know what I'm saying. You know. I haven't really seen the Quiet Storm really originate, man, with real. I'm talking about I'm talking about, man, some killer, killer music than the way that Tony G did it.
You won't hear it because there's no Tony G on the radio no more.
You know.
And that ain't being biased. That's just being real.
No, I'm just, I mean, I'm not.
There's no Tony G on the radio no more, yeah, so you're not going to hear
it. I mean, and I'm not really a radio person. I don't, you know, I listen every now and then, but it doesn't give me that feel, Mark.
Right.
You know, and when I say that, I say this, Flash. I mean, you looked forward to the Quiet Storm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You looked forward to.
Sure did.
You know,
tape deck ready.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. You was on point. It was something you looked forward to, but now it's just done. It's just something to do. Like you say, Flash, just program the music and there you go. You know? Mark, I think next show, man, we need to talk about the DJs.
We can do that since we ran out of time today.
You know, next show.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, we got to get you some more stuff, yeah, man. So we're
yeah, well, we're going to talk about that off the air.
Yes, sir. I didn't mean it.
No. I'm just saying.
Bad.
No, I'm just saying. No, we gonna get it together. Because this is a growing. This is a growing phase.
Yeah.
This is a growing phase, and I appreciate
and I
everybody.
Ain't saying it in the bad.
You
my brother. We want you to be professional.
Like for Earl, if anybody else out there, go look up that MC Hammer.
Yeah, man.
Love Hole.
Yeah, man.
It's on Hammer's second album.
Yeah.
Hammer Don't Hurt Him.
Yeah.
It's on there. It's called Love Hold. It's
MC the Hammer. Album with the big pants.
It's MC Hammer.
God,
it's MC Hammer and Felton Pilot.
Yeah,
lead singer from Confucius.
Yeah, I got it.
It's
go
a love
back.
Song.
Yeah, I got
and
go
it's
back.
Like that.
Yeah,
my daughter had it on my phone. I was gonna play it as we went out.
Yeah,
but I ain't got it. I gotta get my phone back.
Yeah, I gotta get.
I stumped my boy. I stumped my partner Flash on that. But I finally got
him
one.
Yeah, man. Because I remember that song, but you didn't. When you said MC Hammer, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
yeah, man. So I mean, you know, Mark. On the next show, man, what you got, man?
We gonna capitalize on the remakes you was talking about.
Okay,
and then we're gonna talk about the DJs as far as who's a DJ and who's not. All that, and like we was discussing earlier, a little something that was going on. Well, one individual calls him a DJ was doing some really juvenile stuff, but like I said, we ain't gonna venture off into it.
Okay.
We just gonna touch it and then move on with it because. We beyond that, man. We all in our 50s now, man. And,
absolutely.
And we supposed to be friends, like family, whatever. All this old circus shit that people doing, man.
Yeah.
It's enough energy and entertainment out here and money for everybody, man. And
absolutely.
One person ain't got to think they gonna conquer the internet. No, you're not, man.
I mean,
if one of the coldest DJs in the land, such as Marley Marl.
Absolutely.
And, the other one, now, I don't even talk calling a DJ. Jazzy Jeff, all that.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
If they ain't trying to conquer this, why should you?
Yeah.
Give respect to give respect.
Yeah,
man.
You got
to. You know what I'm saying?
We got to do that.
Just like I used to tease the biz all the time when he wanted to go start DJing. I'm like, dude, you couldn't even put the needle on the record.
Yeah.
Now you a DJ?
Yeah.
But world renowned right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
world renowned.
That's what we now, you know. And big shout out to Biz, man. Shout out to, you know, shout out to Jazzy Jeff, you know, all the people we just mentioned, man. Flash, what do you think? I mean, what's something, man, that you looking forward to covering, man, on the next show, man?
On the next show?
Yeah. Because we got
well,
some...
we got to be... We talking about music, so I don't know. I really don't. But just everyday life, all this hating that's going on.
Yeah, we're going to chime that in. I mean, that goes along with it. I mean, you know, we're going to chime that in. We're going to try to, Mark, I really feel like, man, that what we need to, you know, tap in on is we need to let people know about these so-called, not just the remake. We need to educate people, man, on when the people was dropping from the LPs and, you know, we need to clarify some stuff, man, when it comes to this music.
Oh, we're gonna go all the way back. When first started, was it 78s?
Yeah.
He's called 78s.
Yeah.
Real big old record.
Yeah, we need to
went to 33s,
yeah,
and then the 45s.
Because a lot of these kids, you know, don't even know what.
And the 45s went to cassette tapes, 8-track tapes, and then the CD came into effect. Like now my kids see my album like, what in the world is that?
Yeah.
I tell them, it's a CD made out of wax.
Yeah. They don't.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we need to really get off into that. I want to, first off, I want to thank everybody who has tuned in to the sit down. You know, I really appreciate that. I mean, all the support, everything. You know, this is that time. This is that time where I give you the quote of the day. And the quote of the day, I was checking out some Muhammad Ali, in which I merged off and I got off into this political movement. And the quote of the day is this right here. And they said, you know, if we would start building longer tables, we wouldn't even be worried about building higher fences. If we started just building longer tables for everybody to sit down at, we wouldn't even be worrying about trying to build bigger fences. Be mad, Earl B. I'm out, y'all.